Big Joe here for B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical, your American Standard dealer getting ready for spring. It's time to spruce up your home for spring. And who better to trust than B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical? For over 60 years, they've been serving Central Indiana with integrity, hard work, and a commitment to excellence. Go to bpluswradio.com/radio to learn more. B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer serving Central Indiana for over six decades.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah!
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is here. Attorney General Todd Rokita live in studio with us here this week, the four-year anniversary of Indiana's stay-at-home orders. I know you were in Mishawaka yesterday. You unveiled this report, Mr. Attorney General, exposing some of the real data that the state and Holcomb and Dr. Box kind of failed response to this pandemic. And I'm reading through this thing, and I'm just shaking my head. And it's like, I knew some of this stuff was going on. I didn't know how bad it was. Can you maybe just start by giving us the big picture of this report?
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's always good to be back. Look, we went through over 145,000 death records. A small team at my office went through that. We went through the positivity rates, and we didn't make this stuff up. It all came from the state's data, Department of Health.
Yep.
And what we found was that in a lot of instances, many instances, the positivity rates, remember when we were taking COVID tests and a test positive?
Over and over.
And then
and over
maybe
again.
2 or 3 days later, we take another one, yeah. test positive, oh, I still have it. Well, it turns out every time that happened, they were counting, the state was counting those as if they were different individuals.
As if it was a new individual getting COVID.
So there's that problem. And then the 145,000 death records, we found that, this was actually the state's policy for a given period of time, was that no matter what you died of, gunshot, car accident, or COVID, or whatever else, you were and you were positive for COVID at the time, you died of COVID.
And that wasn't just happening here in Indiana. That was happening all over America.
Right. So, and again, there was so much unknown at the very beginning. But by the end of 2020 and into 21, I just think good leadership would say, you know what? Hey, we learned a lot, and here's what we have to do so this mistake doesn't happen again. Let's develop scientifically accepted and ethical criteria and methodologies and make sure it doesn't happen again. Instead, what we got, guys, was... You have no regrets. The data's perfect. It's accurate.
Right.
Well,
and,
it's
just a ridiculous thing, which started off this whole thing. I had a throwaway line almost in a press interview I did up in South Bend, which is why we went back to South Bend, Mishawaka area to unveil this 2 or 3 years ago, where I said, I don't think anyone believes those numbers anymore. And I thought I was just saying what everyone understood.
Yeah.
And the governor and his staff got very, very red-faced at that. And I was... perplexed at the beginning, but then I thought, you know what? If that's the reaction, we got to dig deeper and we got to see, what's really going on here. And we did. I've been on this program for a million things over the last couple of years. We do other things. We're busy, but in our extra time, we went through and did this and got it done.
I think it speaks volumes about what the governor's concerned about. Right? Doesn't feel bad about shutting down businesses, calling people who just want to go to work a human petri dish. Has no problems with that. But the attorney general says, yeah, there might be something squirrely with these numbers here. He gets his undies in a twist.
Yeah. And I'm not putting a mens rea to it. I'm not putting an intent to it. I'm not saying, hey, there was fraud or corruption or anything like that. We looked at documents, okay? We did a document audit, a data
audit. Who's we? When you say we looked at
it. My staff and I. We have one of them's right here with me, Aaron. She led the project, and she had a few attorneys and a few others working with her. And again, we would do this as we had time and came out with this. Again, I'm not looking to blame. I'm looking to make sure that we have leadership in this state that ensures this doesn't happen again.
Did you buy the excuse, Holcomb said, we were operating with the information at the time?
Well, I think that's fair to a point. But when you get towards the end of 2020 and into 21,
yes.
And you do, by the way, we were the only first state in the nation to commission a survey or an audit on how we were surveying. And we found out through the state, the Department of Health did its own investigation into this and found that they were over-reporting by 10% at least. And then instead of using that to better the system, they just discontinued the audit. And so, wow. and like nothing to see here. And that what that audit centered around is the idea that, hey, look, if you're going to sample something for the purpose of making a proclamation or a law or policy that affects the entire general population, then the methodology you use should be that of the general population. Instead, what they were doing was reinforcing their own bad bias when they were looking specifically at people with symptomatic conditions, people that were already predisposed to getting COVID. And they used that instead to bump those. And as a result, the numbers bumped up.
So if I understand this correctly, I think you're kind of in the same camp that a lot of people are. At first, I get it. Crazy things were happening.
Yes.
Nobody really understood. They were working with the numbers they had provided. But now we've got access to better ways of getting this information. And if you don't learn from your mistakes,
right,
then that's a problem.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
plus Governor DeSantis was operating within the information that he had at the time. And he opened up Florida back immediately. That could have been us.
Right. It could have been us.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. And instead we had a very draconian, hammer-like, ham-handed-like, whatever cliche you want to use, thumb on us to say, no, don't open up, don't do this, don't do these other things. And so
we were insulted. We were called petri dishes when we had actual peaceful protests from business owners as opposed to angry mobs walking up and down the street.
Yeah. And in fact, in Europe, like in countries like Sweden, who were coming out of this or experiencing that fact that the lockdowns were bad and not good and reversed itself, not that I like to look at Europe for much of anything, but there was data showing that, hey, opening up is actually better for our kids. It's better for our businesses. It's better for everybody. Let's do that. But at the very least, if this ever happens again, we should be prepared with scientifically sound criterion methodology, and we should have leadership, right? There's a governor's debate going on tonight, right?
Yes.
We should ensure as citizens that we have leadership in this state that understands what we uncovered here in this report, so that we don't get subjected to this again, because I don't think we can take it. We're losing a generation of kids who can't read. You know, a lot of it attributable to this. We lost tons of businesses. I know business owners who committed suicide because they couldn't get out of this thing. And right here, I mean, you could throw a stone from this studio to a business owner I'm thinking of right now that didn't make it out of COVID because he just couldn't take it.
Anything in there about the vaccines at all, and mandates, actual mandates or mask mandates?
I didn't touch on that. But for that, you guys know I fight in court. We fought Biden and won on the vax mandate for companies over 100. He's going to try to do that through OSHA, remember?
And then he
was going to mask the kids, and we won that in court. So for those, I'm just taking right to court. As long as I'm your attorney general, I will tell you I will never support, and I will do everything in my power, as long as the people elect me, to stop us from being locked down again.
Are you surprised that the negative feedback that's coming out after you and your team have simply pointed out some irregularities in terms of the COVID numbers?
Yeah, like, starting with the governor. I mean, he said, I don't know. He didn't work with the Department of Health. He don't know where he got the data. It's your data, sir. It's your data. It's we could certify that if you want. We did in the report. Your data was inaccurate, or what your reports and your dashboard was inaccurate, and we pointed that out. Again, he's not up for re-election. He's on his way out. This is not a matter of casting blame for 4 years ago. It's a matter of making sure this doesn't happen again. And when you have a governor that says, hey, no regrets, and the data was perfect, and the other things he said, it causes you to think, oh my gosh, this is not good.
And back to the lockdowns. I mean, the harms to Hoosiers' mental and physical well-beings. We were telling people not to go to the gym and get exercise. Yeah. We were telling people to stay inside.
Yeah, but hit the liquor store.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Which we did, because we were following the instructions at the time, Mr. Attorney General.
And then there's stuff in there about the impact on students learning and things.
Yeah. And the effect of the lockdowns too, guys. Don't forget. The reports have now come out that said, you may have gotten a 0.2% reduction in the number of people who've died from COVID as a result of locking down. So hardly you shut down a whole economy, you shut down or distract a whole generation of kids for a 0.2% reduction. It's ridiculous. So never again, as far as I'm concerned.
Again, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita joining us here in studio. Earlier today, you were at this event in Shelbyville that featured a number of the major players in terms of politics in Indiana on the Republican side. I believe Donald Trump Jr. was there as well. How was that event?
Oh, it was great. It was an event for Jim Banks, and he did well. Don Jr. did well. It was a pleasure to talk with both of them. I got a few minutes to talk about things we were doing in the office and to support Donald Trump, which I do. I've endorsed him last year, and now also Jim Banks I support and endorse. And, you know, it was packed for a noon on Tuesday. Think about this. And everyone in that room had work, and I'm sure they had to leave work. But for noon on Tuesday, he had over 600 people.
My mini-me was there. Chris Hammer, I think, was in attendance.
Yeah,
there
I heard
today.
Afterwards. I was looking for him, but he was supposed to. He wasn't he instructed to come look for me or something or not?
He was, but you were busy doing stuff, so okay. He knows the drill.
As an attorney general, you look and see what Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, is doing in this witch hunt with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, they are trying to do everything they can to put this guy in jail, to bankrupt him, to get him off state ballots, and they say he's the one that's a threat to dictatorship.
It's absolutely
to democracy.
And I'm getting, thanks for that, I'm getting some questions now. Hey, why don't we do the same thing back to these Democrat candidates that Letitia James is doing to Trump? And it's a fair question. You have to understand our duties are different and our powers are different from state to state. I don't have the same powers that Letitia James has. She might not have some of the ones I do. So that scenario for me is unlikely, and it's not right unless there's a factual basis. And look, the Biden crime syndicate, you know, gives you a factual basis. But here in the state of Indiana, the prosecutors religiously defend and protect their ability. They have the sole discretion in the state to file criminal charges against anybody. So you're looking at a county prosecutor, and you know, I don't know the last time Biden really set foot here. So you know, it's a it's a different scenario.
I want to avoid using the criminal justice system to go after any political opponent, though.
Yeah, and that's my point too. Is that even if you could, you have to have a basis for doing something like that, not just politics, is what I'm. And so we have a bad situation, but you know, it's the reason I support. One of the many reasons I support Trump. I mean, that alone is enough. He has been through so much, and you know, I get a little bit of what he gets, you know, and it's a distraction to me for sure. That's going to stop, but it's not going to stop us. Just like I hope it never stops him. And I think that's why he gets so much support, because the people inherently understand what he's going through. They see it for what it is, and exactly how you describe it, Nige. And Sleepy Nige.
Big Nige.
And, you know, that's why he should win this fall, you know, depending on how much they steal. But in Indiana, we'll have good elections. But he should be our president again. Today I said he was a great president when he was here, and he's going to be great when he was in here before, when he was in the presidency before, and he's going to be a great president again.
So one more time here before we let you go, the big takeaways from this report that you put out in regards to the COVID information in Indiana.
And where can people find this? I mean, they can read it for themselves.
Oh, yeah. It's only 30 pages. And by the way, he said it's been said that we don't know what we're doing and that we didn't. We dreamt this up. Look, it's a 30 page report. It has 113 cited sources in it that we used. And look, you don't have to be a medical scientist or a doctor to audit numbers. You have to be smart. And look, we go into court every week having audited numbers and everything else. And I got a lot of smart people in our office, and that's what we did. Very inflated death counts that caused us to make public policy decisions based on a thinking that we had more deaths by COVID than we really did. And unsound positivity rates that cause the same thing. Those are two of the large takeaways. And the fact that we had our own survey commissioned, our own audit commissioned, and once we found out that the study was producing results that were 10% lower than what were reported before in Indiana, instead of relying on that data or furthering the study, we cut it off.
Wow.
He is the Attorney General for the state of Indiana, Todd Rokita. Mr. Attorney General, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Hammer. Great to be with you guys.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.